Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Obviously, we'll get into it more tomorrow because we won't have a playoff game to break down for the first time in a week. And the NFL schedule will come out tomorrow. But we do know the Jets will start the year on Monday Night Football against the San Francisco 49ers. So Rodgers back to playing on Monday Night Football, where, of course, it lasted four snaps. Taking on the 49ers, which is obviously a tough game, the defending NFC champs. And, you know, I mean, I think that's probably a decent spot to play the Niners. Like, I don't know the pressure. I heard Evan talking about this today, and I don't know if, like, all you need is to get through it. I want to see some competence with the team and feel like, you know, Rodgers can and play well. But, I mean, I don't think anyone's expecting that to win that game. It's almost like if you're going to play the 49ers, get it out of the way early. See if, you know, Rodgers just can find his footing. I know it's a tough spot. You want to maybe get off to a good start. You could go either way. You could play a tough team and have little expectation, or you can get what you deem to be a cupcake. And in the NFL, it's hard to know from year to year. And hopefully get into an early rhythm. But yes, hopefully you just want to see him play the full game and stop doing interviews with, you know, Tucker Carlson or whomever talking about conspiracy theories and the vaccine again, and, you know, I don't know. Wishing our president did interviews more like Putin did interviews. I mean, it's just, the guy goes up there and he lectures, and I'm all on board with Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback of the New York Jets. I'm all on board. I'm on board with all of it. I want Nathaniel Hackett to be the offensive coordinator. We talked about this the other day. That report from Connor Hughes that the Jets in the offseason this year looked to hire a head of offense or whatever, president of offense. I don't know what the term would, I forget what the actual way Connor put it, but someone above to oversee the offense above Nathaniel Hackett is the dumbest thing I've ever heard and would have been typical Jets. I understand the idea that, hey, they were unhappy with his performance last year, then fire him. Talk to your quarterback and say, look, we need to figure something out. But to allow him to still be the de facto offensive coordinator where he's not in charge and, like, at any moment, you know, and plus he's going to feel like he's undermined. He's going to be unhappy. Rodgers is going to be unhappy. And sure, Aaron Rodgers is going to be unhappy no matter what you do, whether you fire him or piss him off all year, but at least the problem won't be there every day. And meetings will be spent about how BS this is. And, like, the last thing I want is a disgruntled, unhappy, feeling like he got a raw deal, Nathaniel Hackett in that room with Aaron Rodgers, who is going to defend him and talk. And, you know, it's just, who would want that? Fire him and find a way to make Rodgers okay with it, or leave it be, which is probably the best scenario, because I want Rodgers comfortable only thinking about how to stay healthy and get his body in shape and not worried about either learning new offense, learning new terminology, whatever. I want him as comfortable as possible. Nathaniel Hackett had a miserable year last year, and I don't know if he's a good offensive coordinator, but what I do know is he had the worst quarterback room in the league, and with Aaron Rodgers won two MVPs. When he had the ability to coach, and I know he wasn't calling plays and everybody, it doesn't matter. If Aaron Rodgers deemed him to be a valuable piece of the offense and considered him the offensive coordinator or considered him someone invaluable, then he is. But, I mean, Rodgers has just got to stop. Listen, it's a free country. He can speak his mind. I'll never say, you know, shut up and throw it or shut up and dribble or, you know, go speak your mind. But, I mean, then don't lecture the rest of the organization on only doing things about winning when you are still talking about this same stuff. We're still discussing the vaccine and we're still discussing all this stuff. Like, I just saw a clip literally that he's talking about his grandfather always had a belief that Roosevelt knew the attack on Pearl Harbor was coming. Like, what? Why? What? But he's one hell of a talented quarterback, and I do believe the Jets need to win, and you got to go all in, and they have the roster to do so. I think the Jets are going to have a good season. I heard Keith talking about the Bills and what they have. I do think this is I honestly do. I believe they're the best team in the division. I know the Bills have added some wide receivers here. I still think they've lost some defenders too. They're kind of in cap hell. I expect them to have a down year. Plus, there are only so many times you could be, I believe it's Sisyphus, where you keep pushing that boulder all the way to the top only to have it fall down and you got to start that thing again. They keep getting to a place, and last year the Bills were at a place where they had, off of a down regular season to start, went on this hot streak, became one of the hottest teams in the NFL, figured out a way to still win that division, get the two seed, be the home team against the Kansas City Chiefs in their building, and they still lost the game. It's hard to keep doing that. It's hard to keep getting that thing going in the right direction. I think they might have a down year. I like the Jets. I don't trust Miami and that offense in big moments in bad weather. I just don't. And so I think the Jets can absolutely, and it starts with Monday night against the San Francisco 49ers. So we'll look forward to that. We'll get more into the schedule as it drops, I guess, later today. And then, of course, we don't have a heroic 30-point victory playoff game to discuss, as for the first time since last Saturday, a week and a half, no playoff game tonight. Sucks. I guess I'll have to watch the Yankees again. Shouldn't be a problem. Honestly, I do want to say, though, this is true. I haven't done the book since. I have not done my Yankee scorebook since the playoffs started. It's too much to try and do that and really focus on the Knicks and Rangers, so it's been about a week and a half since I touched my book. I feel a little dirty, but you got to do what you got to do. I haven't scored a Yankee game since this playoff run of the second round here of the Garden Party every single night. I haven't done it in a while. I might even going back maybe even further than that. I feel like I haven't touched my book in a while. It's weird. I feel naked. Nobody wants that.